Indonesians went to the polls today for their parliamentary elections. There is a staggering number of candidates on the country's ballots. So many, in fact, that authorities are concerned about the mental health of the losers. NPR's Southeast Asia correspondent Michael Sullivan reports.
Picture the Indonesian elections as a game of musical chairs. More than 11,000 candidates vying for just 560 seats in parliament. And that doesn't include the million or so running for provincial and local seats. Psychiatrist Mohammed Sagit is worried about what might happen to the losers when the music stops.
Maybe they have mental illness from the depression of anxiety, and maybe they must be psychotic, I think, because the chair only limited, and the people is more than the quantity of chair.
Sagit heads the Surakarta Mental Hospital in central Java, one of 32 state-run psychiatric institutions put on alert by the Indonesian Department of Health to cope with a potential flood of failed candidates.
5 of psychiatrists, and then 6 psychologists, and we have 10 senior nurse and social worker we have too.
That's 5 psychiatrists, 6 psychologists, and 10 senior nurses and social workers, all at Mohammed Sagit's hospital alone. Overkill?
Preparing for the mental hospital, I think it's a little bit exaggeration, you know. I don't think it's going to be like 1,000 of people going to be crazy, you know. I would be very surprised. I don't think that's going to happen.
That's University of Indonesia sociologist Imam Prasojo. He says the government is overreacting, but acknowledges some candidates did require hospitalization after the last election, and he expects more this time around with so many candidates running. Many of them new to politics and naive, Prasojo says, and many betting the farm they'll win.
Many of them, they spend a lot of money hoping that they will be elected, and even many of them borrowing money from friends. And then it's going to create problems. But I don't think that the Department of Health should prepare specifically for that, like treating this is going to be like a disaster.
And in fact, far from being a disaster, Indonesia has much to celebrate this election day. The world's largest Muslim-majority nation is now one of the strongest and most vibrant democracies in Southeast Asia. Just a decade after the fall of the authoritarian Suharto, who ruled the country with an iron fist for more than 30 years. Some Indonesians and some government institutions may be taking today's election a little too seriously, but Indonesia has come a long way in the last decade, and too much interest in the democratic process is probably a lot better than too little. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.